The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 10, Solomon and the Division of His Kingdom. Early in his reign, King Solomon had a dream in which God appeared to him and offered him anything he wanted. Because Solomon chose wisdom, God was pleased with him and promised him wealth and glory as well. Solomon did indeed become famous for his wisdom, for the proverbs and songs he composed, and for his knowledge of the natural world. He was a wise administrator of justice, too. On one occasion, two women came before him, each claiming that a baby boy was her own. Solomon called for a sword and offered to cut the boy in two, giving half to each claimant. One of the women agreed. The other said she would prefer her rival to have the living child. She, the king decided, was the real mother. Solomon built himself a splendid palace in Jerusalem. He also built and lavished and furnished a temple, which held the ark and which became the centre of the worship and sacrificial practice of the Israelite religion. When the Queen of Sheba in Arabia came to visit Solomon, she was dazzled by the spectacle of his court. However, splendour came at a price. To support the vast expense of his rule, Solomon imposed forced labour and heavy taxation on his people, and bartered away some of the territory which David had acquired. Nor was he wholly faithful to the Israelite religion. Influenced by his many foreign wives and concubines, he built shrines for and even worshipped gods other than the God of Israel. Solomon had to deal with opposition both from outside and within his kingdom. In the later years of his reign, he was harassed by the rulers of neighbouring countries, and he had to quell an attempt at rebellion by Jeroboam, one of his courtiers. When Solomon died, his son Rehoboam succeeded him, but Jeroboam returned from exile to confront him. The northern tribes had been harshly treated under Solomon, and they sought a promise that their burdens would be lessened. Rehoboam replied, however, "My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. My father whipped you, but I shall flay you." At once the northern tribes rebelled, choosing Jeroboam as their king. Rehoboam was left only with the southern territory of Judah. There was constant war between the two kingdoms, and in both pagan gods were widely worshipped. This is taken from the first book of Kings.